I just followed it.
Okay, this is an interview with Robert Beverly Hale in Newburyport, Massachusetts. Robert Brown, the interviewer. This is March 7, 1984. Your father was an architect, but both of your parents had some interest in the arts, didn't they?
Yes.
And you've mentioned they, I guess, when you were very small or even before you were born, they had studied art or had been to Europe and sought out art and artists.
Well, my father graduated from Harvard in 1888. Mm-hmm. It's amusing to me because my son is going to graduate from Columbia in 1988. And after that, he went to the Beaux-Arts in Paris. And by that time, he'd married, and he took my mother with him, you see. Mm-hmm. So they were immersed in the Paris of that period.
Now, he went to the Beaux-Arts for architecture?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Who did he work with, you know?
What is that?
Who did he work with there?
That I don't know.
Now, what was his name, your father?
My father's name was Herbert Dudley Hale. Mm-hmm. He came back to America and became a partner in the firm of Hale and Rogers. Rogers went on to become very well known. Built all those things at Yale and other places, you know.
Yes.
But my father died in, I think, 1908.
Mm-hmm. But when your parents were in France, did your mother paint, or did what was her interest in the arts?
Well, they liked the artists very much, and they were very close to the Impressionist group, as far as I can make out. Hmm. And they spent a lot of time at a Giverny with those people.
Hmm. Did your mother ever talk about them?
Do you
remember things she said about those Impressionists?
I can't seem to remember much. So long ago. But they were brought up in that left bank atmosphere, as far as I can see, at that time. Mm-hmm. And that was the family outlook, in a way.
You mean the arts, the sort of free life?
Well, it was, I suppose, the bohemian life. Mm-hmm. And then, you see, my father died very young, and my mother married another architect, another Beaux-Arts architect. And the
John Oakman.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And the house was always full of artists. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You've said that your mother and your stepfather fairly soon went to Paris. And that you said that they got to know some of the avant-garde artists of the early 20th century.
Well, indeed they did. And the maybe outstanding was Duchamp, who was really a great friend of the family and a great friend of mine, Marcel Duchamp. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I kept up my acquaintance with Duchamp until he died. I was very fond of him.
What was he like, as you remember him?
Oh, he was very amusing and witty and human and charming.
You said also at one point that your parents, your father, your stepfather and mother were involved in some way with the Armory Show in 1913. What way were they involved with it?
Oh, I'm afraid I don't know exactly. They knew all those people, you know. Certainly, Bellows, Rockwell Kent, all that generation used to be at the house all the time.
Hmm. What were those at-homes like that your parents had for artists?
Well, they usually would start about 5 o'clock, and there was, I'm afraid, a lot of drinking, and a lot of drunken intellectuals. Really an incredible number, as I look back. I mean, people like Bertram Russell and Julian Huxley, as I remember, all kinds of people turned up at my mother's, you could almost call them salons.